that the Rikas Shmuel has a fundamental yisod. So one can ask a shaila, how does Poshta Kedusha Bekula work? The Gemara asks a question, that if the Baal says to the woman, she's not the Kudesha, so the Gemara asks, V'nifshadu Kedusha Bekula. Just like we find the halacha in Kachim, that if someone is Makdash Behema, if he says Ragla Shalzu Ola, and certainly if he says Leiv Shalzeh Ola, right? If it's a Dovah She'ein HaNeshama Tuliyah Bo, so then there's a Machlokas, but if the Neshama is Tuliyah Bo, that means it's something fundamental. Something fundamental to the Behema, so then the Kedusha Tak is Poshta Bekula, for sure. So the question is, if that's true in Kachim, then in Kedushin as well? Kedushin should be Poshta Bekula, even if he says Chetzich Mekudeshesli, Kedushin should be Poshta Bekula. So the question is, how can that work? The Makna asks, how can you say Poshta Kedusha Bekula by the Isha? The Kedusha isn't Chal even B'miktas in the Isha. If you don't have a Chalos Kedusha B'miktas, so then it doesn't make sense that there should be a din of Poshta. So the Rikas Shmuel answered that you misunderstood what the din of Poshta is all about. What does Poshta Bekula, Poshta Kedusha Bekula mean? Is that Poshta in the Chalos Kedusha, or is it Poshta in the Maisa Hakdosha, in the Dibur of Hekdash? That's the Shaila, right? Is it in the Dibur of Hekdash, or is it in the Chalos Kedusha? Nafkemina, let's say the Kedusha wasn't even Chal B'miktas. By Isha B'pshuto, the Kedusha wasn't even Chal B'miktas. So if you say that Poshta Kedusha Bekula is in the Chalos Kedusha, then the Gemara's Kasha makes no sense. But if you say Poshta Kedusha Bekula is in the Maisa HaKadosha, then when a person is Makdish, part of a Behema, we say that the Kedusha is Mispashetis to the entire Behema, unrelated to the fact that it was Chal in the Miktas Behema. So then by Isha also, even though it wasn't Chal at all, right? Isha V'lo Chatzi Isha, maybe the Kedusha wasn't Chal at all, it doesn't matter. If he had a Loshon of Kedushin B'miktasa, then we say that the Dibur is Bekula, right? That the Maimer is Poshet, as Rashi says. The Maimer of Kiddushin is going to be Poshet Bekula. The Makne suggests that maybe Poshet is really a din in the Chalos Kiddusha, against Rav Baruch Ber, and he says maybe the Kash of the Gemara can be understood differently. But the Kash of the Gemara was that you won't have a Chatzi Isha, because once it's Chal B'miktasa, it automatically should be Poshet Bekula. Always it'll be Poshet Bekula. So you should never have a case of Chatzi Isha. So there are two different ways of learning the Kasha of the Gemara, depending on what the din of Poshta Kedusha, of how the din of Poshta Kedusha Bekula works. Okay, that's one nafgamina to the Shaila. Whether Poshta Kedusha Bekula is a din in the Maisa HaKdosha or the Chalos Kedusha, nafkamina being, let's say it wasn't Chal B'miktas, like by Kiddushin. Okay? The second nafkamina, the second issue that we mentioned, I should add to that point, that according to Tosis, it depends what kind of Lashon you used. If you use the Lashon of Kiddushin, so then this halacha Pashta Kiddusha Bekula, the Shaila of the Gemara will apply. If you use the Lashon of Erisin, which is Kinyan, so then he holds that the whole Shaila is not going to apply. Because if you use the Lashon Erisin, then the Lashon of Hekdish, right? Since there was no Lashon of Hekdish in the Dibur of Kiddushin, so then there's nothing to talk about in terms of Pashta. If you hold that Pashta is a concept in the Chalos Kiddusha, so then it doesn't matter. If you assume that there's always an Issa that's Chal in the woman, the Asal HaKulayama Kehekdish, there's always an Issa that's Chal, why does it matter what Lashon he used? Whether it starts with a Kinyan or starts with an Issa. But if the din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula is a din in the Dibur Hekdesh, in the Maisa Hakdasha, so then it makes sense that if you use a Lashon of Isser, if the Dibur of Kedushin is a Lashon of Isser, a Lashon of Hekdesh, then we will have the din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula. If the Dibur is a Lashon Erisin, it's Kinyan, so then we're not going to have the din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Nafkamina 1. Nafkamina 2, let's say it was Chal B'miktas, but at the time of the Hakdasha, it couldn't be Chal B'kula. The other issue. Right? Behemish Shnei Shutvim, Hikdish Echad Chetzi, one of the Shutvim was Makdish the Behema, but at that time he couldn't be Makdish Kula because he didn't own the whole thing. And then he buys the second Chelek, Chazar Velokha Min HaShutv. So now, do you need another Hakadosh? Because you have to be Makdish the second Chelek. That's the Shaila. The Iri says that you need another Hakadosh. Argues in the Gemara that you don't need another The Meiri says that you don't need another Hakdasha. Our gears in the Gemara is that you do have to be Makdash again. So it seems as though what the Meiri is assuming is his Spashtis is in the Chalos Kedusha. His Spashtis is in the Chalos Kedusha. So the Kedusha was Chal B'miktas, in part of the Behema. The problem was that there was a Ma'akev, there was a Das Acheres that was Ma'akev when you were Makdash. As long as that Das Acheres was removed, the Das Acheres was removed, so then Memela, the Kedusha is going to be Chal B'kula. Because once it was Chal B'miktas, then it can be Chal B'kula. Machna wants to say that our Girsa is assuming not like that, that Pashta is a din in the Maisa Hakdasha, so then it's all a function of the Shas Hakdasha. If at the time that you were Makdash it could be Chal B'kula, then we can reinterpret your words. The Pasuk allows us to reinterpret the words to say that the Dibur was really B'kula. But if the time of the Hakdasha, it wasn't Roy Lakach, so then we can't reinterpret your words. And just because later it's Roy Lakach, it's not going to change the words of the Hakdasha, because that happened already. Nafkamina, it's a very important issue. Right? If at the time of the Hakdasha it wasn't Shayach to be Chal B'kula, even if later it's Shayach to be Chal B'kula, it's not going to. Some of the Achronim point out that a third Nafkamina to this Shaila, whether Pashta Kedusha B'kula has been in the Maisa Hakdasha or the Chalos Kedusha, might relate to a very famous Ramban. We know that if someone is more behektish b'shogeg, so then he's chayiv karen b'chomesh, right? He not only has to pay back what he took from the hektish, but he also has to pay chomesh, he has to pay a fifth more. And he has to bring korban as well. That's if he's more b'shogeg. Someone is more b'mezid, so then he has to pay what he took from hektish. That's it. He's a gazlan, right? He took from hektish, but there's no chomesh and there's no carbon. It's exactly a kosef. Me'ilah b'shogeg is chayav a carbon and is chayav chomesh. The question is, let's say something becomes the moment of hekdish, but the person was not makdash at b'feh. What's the status of that moment hekdish? Is there a din me'ilah there or not? That's the shayla. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Tes. Does someone have a Gemara in Bava Basra? Someone brought a Gemara with him? No. Wow. Thank you very much. The Gemara Daf Ayin Tes in Bava Basra talks about a very interesting case of Hekdish. Hikdish bor v'achagach nesmalei mayim. Let's say a person is makdish a bor for Hekdish. And then it's nesmalei mayim, something entered into the bor. So if I sold you a bor, let's say I sell you kaka, and in the kaka there's a bor. And then water comes into that bor, or let's say fruit falls into the bor, something falls into the bor, so clearly you're going to be calling the item in the bor b'chotzer. There's a kinyan chotzer for a hedyon, so you'll be calling a b'chotzer. Gemara Bav Mitzi in the first parak has a shaila where the chotzer is mishum yad, mishum shlichus. Is the chotzer an extension of the person? Is it like a shlichus of the person? It's not literally a yad of the person, it's just like shlichus. But it certainly works. It certainly is a kinyan chotzer. So here the Gemara has an interesting statement. Hikdish bor v'achakach nesmalei mayim, mol in bo v'lo b'mashe b'socham. Your moel in the bor, if someone takes out a chulia from the bor, let's say you take out some dirt from the bor, and you nana from that dirt, right? You had to landscape your property, so you take out a little bit of the dirt from that bor, so then you will be moel b'hekdish if you take the dirt, because the dirt belongs to hekdish, and it was niskandesh by the individual. But let's say you just take the water, right? Hikdish bor v'achakach nesmalei mayim, and then you take the water and you drink it. Are you mol behegdish? You drink it and you don't realize that it's hegdish. So it's a me'ilah b'shogeg. Are you mol behegdish in such a case or not? So the Braisa says hegdish bor v'achakach nesmalei mayim mol in bo v'lo b'mashe b'socho. You mol in the bor but not in the mayim. Why not? Why is there no me'ilah in the mayim? So comes Tosis and says the water doesn't belong to hegdish. Whatever falls into the bor, there is no kinyan chotzer for hegdish. Ein mol in b'mashe b'socho says Tosis the lo amin shi'ikne chotzer hegdish. We never find a yad lahegdish. Yad lahegdish, a yad for an adam, a person has a hand. So we can look at the chotzer as being an extension of the person. But hegdish is not a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the hegdish. The gizbar is not hegdish. He's the trustee of hegdish. But he's not the man. He's not hegdish himself. He's a trustee of hegdish. So where is there a yad lahegdish? So Zav Tosfos, hegdish is not even koneh than mayim. It doesn't belong to Hagdish, though. Of course, there's no Me'ila in the Mayim, because it doesn't even belong to Hagdish Bechlam. That's Tosfos. Achidish. Comes the Ramban, quoted by the Ktzos. The Ramban existed before the Ktzos, but Miktos made the Ramban famous. Miktos in Simon Reish, he quotes the Ramban, who says, Shomati, I heard from Taisvis, I heard that Mishum Blokanya Chotzer Lehegdish, there may be a moment of Masha Besochem because what falls in is not even Nikna Lehegdish. But I think maybe there's another answer, he says. Inami Konila, maybe Taka, there is a Kenyan Lehegdish over here, but Ein Me'ila Bezichiyosa. Three words in the Ramban. Maybe the Hegdish really is Kone Masha Besocho. There is a Kenyan Chotzer Lehegdish. Aye, there's no Yad Lehegdish. Maybe there is a Yad Lehegdish. Maishna Hedyot Mehegdish. Maybe there is a Yad Lehegdish. Hegdish can be Kone Mechotzer. But Ein Me'ila Bezichiyosa. There's no me'ila in this item. It's mamon hegdish, but if you're nene from that mamon hegdish, you're not going to be over the issa me'ila, you're not going to be chayv the korban and the chomish. What does that mean? What's the Ramban saying? There comes the Ktzos in Simin Reish, and he says the following. V'nira taima mishim de'ei me'ila el behegdish shehukdash al yedei odom. Avol zeh she'eino kodosh al yedei das acheres makna el me'ila zochila hegdish b'taras chotzer ein ma'alim bo. Says the Ktos, I think that Me'ila only applies to Hegdish that was Hukdash Bidei Odom. If a person is Makdish the item, so then there's going to be Me'ila. If it happens sort of by itself, it's not that the person was Makdish the item directly, he was really Makdish the Bor. Then something fell into the Bor. So that's not a Hegdish directly Bidei Odom. Says the Ktos, there's no Me'ila in that. The item belongs to Hegdish, but there's no Me'ila in that item. Why not? So the footnote quotes from some other Rishonim who use an interesting lashon that there's no me'ila in something that doesn't have kedushas peh. There's no me'ila in something that doesn't have kedushas peh. Here, the mayim that came into the bor didn't have kedushas peh. There was no one who was actually makdish the mayim. Memela, hektish acquired the mayim. But no one was actually makdish the mayim kedushas peh. Zot Ramban is explained by the Ktzos, if there's no Kedushas Peh, there's no Me'ila either. Something that's Mamon Hegdish is not subject to Me'ila unless there's actually a Kedushas Peh. And then some go even further without getting involved in the whole sugya Me'ila, but some say that Me'ila is only Shaykh if there really is a Kedusha to the item. Just because it's owned by Hegdish doesn't mean that it has a Kedusha. It might be Mamon Hegdish, it might belong to Hegdish. Hegdish might be a Bailim, but maybe to have Kedusha on the item, we need Kedusha's Peh. The person has to give it Kedusha. So this item that fell into the bor might belong to Hegdish, but maybe it doesn't have Kedusha because there wasn't a Kedusha's Peh. And because there's no Kedusha's Peh, Me'ila is not going to apply. Me'ila might be a function of the Kedusha of Hegdish, that you mavaza the Kedusha of Hegdish by using it with Tzarech Hedyot. If there was no Kedusha's Peh, then no Kedusha was chal on the item, so therefore Me'ila is not going to apply. Okay, that's the Ramban sheet. Question? Yeah. I'm not sure that means something coming from a bardas. It means the person has to express the kedusha. He actually has to be makdish the item.
So if someone who's not a bardas does express a kedusha,
that's not going to be chal anyway, right? If he's not a bardas, so then his hegdish is not meaningful, right? If a cotton is makdish something, is there a validity to that hegdish? No. Right, he has to be a bardas in order for the kedusha to be chal. Just like a katan doesn't have kinyanim on a daraisa level, he can't be makdish either because there's a transfer of rishus that occurs, a transfer of bailus that occurs as a result of the hegdish. So a katan who doesn't have a bardas can't be makdish. His kedusha's peh is not meaningful. Let me ask you a shaila. What's the din? Let's say a person says lev shel behema zu'ola, rosh shel behema zu'ola. Dovish and Hashem Akliyabo. He's Makdash and Dovish and Hashem Akliyabo. What's the din? The halacha is Pashta Kedusha Bakula, right? Let's say someone is Moel in the regal of that behemoth. Not in the lathe, not in the Rosh. The person was Makdash, the Rosh, or the lathe. But now the person is Moel, someone else is Moel, this person himself, is Moel in the regal of the behemoth. Is there Me'ila, according to the Ramban, in that regal? Pashta Kedusha Bakula. There is Kiddush Shachal, Mamish. It's not just Mamon Hegdish. It's not like Masha Besoch Habor. There really is Kiddusha here. That's the Halacha. It's Gzeres HaKosev. Tosus quotes a Pasuk. It's Gzeres HaKosev that the Kiddusha is going to be Chalakula. Is there Me'ila? Is there a carbon Me'ila? Is there a Chiv Chomesh if the person is Moel in the regular of the Behemoth? What do you think? What's the answer? Kedushas Chal, right? The Kedusha was Chal. So first glance, there is Kedushas Hegdish. If you're Moel in the Regel, there is a Bizayon of the Kedusha, so Lachorim, the Ila should apply, right? You should be Chayv Karban. You'll see. Oh, exactly. So this should depend on the Shaila of how Pashta Kedusha Bekula works. If you take the Birka Shmuel's approach, that Pashta Kedusha Bekula is in the Dibur HaHegdish, the Maisa HaKdosha, so then maybe Al Pidin we treat it as if the person was Makdash Bekula. But if you take the approach that Pashta Kedusha Bekula is in the Chalos HaKedusha, that if it's Chal B'miktas M'meila, then it's Chal B'kula. Not that his Dibur was B'kula, not that there was Kedushas Peh B'kula, but rather the Chalos Kedushas Mispashit B'kula, Efshem and Kenzogin, that since there was no Kedushas Peh B'kula, there's no Me'ila on a Chalik of the Behema, that he wasn't Makdish. Another Nafgamina to the Shaila. Right? A situation where Kedusha was chal in the behema, but it wasn't chal through Kedusha's peh. It was chal to posh the Kedusha bakula. If you say that the din of poshta, that the din of his pashta's Kedusha is in the maisa hakdosha, so then we treat it as if the dibur was bakula. The mimer, his dibur hakdosha, was mispashe bakula. So it's as if there was a Kedusha's peh bakula. So then there will be me'ila bakula, even in a part that he wasn't actually makdish b'feh, because al pidin there was a kedushas peh. That if we say that pashta is a din in the chalos kedusha, then perhaps we should say that there was no kedushas peh over here in the other chelik. If there was no kedushas peh, so then there will not be me'ila in the other chelik of the animal. So could be this is another nafkamina to the shaila according to the Ramban. Right, according to Tosis, this is not an issue, but according to the Ramban, who assumes me'ila is a function of kedushas peh, Poshta Kedusha Bakula, you really have to ask yourself, is there Kedusha Speh? Is this a Poshta in the Dibur, or is it a Poshta in the Chalos Kedusha? If it's only a Poshta in the Chalos Kedusha, then perhaps we can say there's no Me'ila because the second Chelik of the Behem was not actually in the Skadish Befeh. Yes.
Sorry, who's holding that you need Kedusha Speh, but it's also in the Chalos?
The Ramban would say that you need Kedusha Speh in order for Me'ila to kick in.
Yeah.
But if you hold that Poshta Kedusha Bekula is a din in the Chalos, like the original sheet of the Makne, right? Like the Me'iri, let's say. Okay? So if you put two and two together, if you were to hold that, meaning, even if you went like the Ramban, if you went like the Ramban, that Me'ila is a function of Kedusha's Peh, if you assume that Poshta Kedusha Bekula is only in the Chalos Kedusha, So then, since you don't have a Kedushas Peh in the second Chelik of the Behema, then the Din Me'ila won't apply. That's what I'm suggesting.
Does anyone actually hold that? I mean, it seems to be if you hold that you need a Kedushas Peh, you start with all about the Dibur, no?
Correct. What are you trying to say? So if Poshta Kedusha Bekula is in the Chalos Kedusha, then it's not going to help to say that there should be Me'ila, because that's not a Din in the Dibur. Right? No.
I'm saying that if you hold that Pashta Bekula is all about the Chalos, then why would you hold any Kedusha's Peh about Me'ila?
Pashta Kedusha Bekula is not about Me'ila.
Understood.
Right. So you might still say for the Din Me'ila you need Kedusha's Peh, but still there is Pashta Kedusha Bekula. There still is an Isser Hanoah, but the special Din that you have, that if you mold the Hegdish, you chayav a carbon, that doesn't necessarily apply if there's no Kedusha's Peh. No. I think so. So this shiloh, whether you'll have me'ila in the extra part of the animal that was niskadesh based on Pashta Kedusha Bekula, that also might depend on this shiloh. Whether Pashta Kedusha Bekula is a din of in the Maisa Akdasha, or is it din in the Chalos Kedusha. Okay. Okay, moving on to the next part of the sugya. What does the Gemara say? So the Gemara had a shaila. Chetzich makudeshesli, ena makudeshes. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between this and behema, right? Ragla shezu'ola. If you makdish adavish and hashamat pluyabo, everyone agrees that posh the kedusha bakula So why shouldn't we say v'nifshitu kedusha b'kula by kedushin? Also, we should say pashtu kedusha b'kula. So what is the Gemara answer? Hacha b'hema hacha das acheres. That by kedushin is a das acheres of the isha, and that prevents the kedushin from being pashtu b'kula. What does that mean that there's a das acheres by isha and that prevents the pashtu kedushin? So comes Rashi and says like this. By the behema, there's nothing that's ma'akev a kedusha from being chal, so there's a koach in the dibur to be poshed. Right? That was the raya that the Birkas Shmuel had, that poshed is a din in the dibur ha-hekdush. Says Rashi, v'hocha da'as acheres yesh, chashuva kemoso, ha-ma'akev ez bedova, sh'im ein isha rotza einam kedusha, v'zulo nesratza elo l'chetze, l'fikach ein dibur o'tofis ba'ch. What's the problem by Isha? There's a das acheres. The das of the Isha is ma'akev. He needs her ratzon in order for the kedusha to be chal. And here she's only misratza for chetzia. Why is she only misratza for chetzia? The pshuta Rashi is assuming, since he said chetzia mechudeshesli, he only mentioned chetzia. So her das is only on chetzia. She was only misratza for chetzia. Das acheres of the Isha plays a role, and her ratzon is only for chetzia. That's how Rashi understood the sugya. That when it comes to behema, there is no ratzon of the behema. The behema is passive; it's just the chefza. So we can say pashta kedusha b'kula by the behema because the behema doesn't have a ratzon only for chetzia. The behema doesn't have a ratzon b'chlal. So we can say pashta kedusha b'kula. By isha, there's a das acheres. The isha does have a das; she has a ratzon. And here, since he said chetzia chadashesli, she only had a ratzon for chatzi. So her ratzon for chatzi, she was not misratza b'kula. So because she doesn't have a ratzon for kula, that prevents the kedusha from being poshed. That's her rationale. Yes. Okay, we'll see. Some of the Rishonim explain. Right? Rashi just starts us rolling. He says that her ratzon was only for chatzi. So you're asking, how do we know that?
Like an internal thing,
okay.
So.
Okay. Zok the Ritva. The Ritva echoes a similar idea as Rashi. Right, let's take it slow. Jim. What is the Ritva saying? Perish hasan behema shalohi, v'al b'shalohotzi b'lshon v'ela shehikdish eiver echa mimeno, kevin sheneshama tuya bo harehu ki'ilu hikdash kula. Okay, the behema belongs to him. He was makdash half, part of the behema. Pash the kedusha b'kula says that the kedusha is going to be chal and everything. So after Ritva, avol gabe kedushin ein aisha shalom, v'afilu hayadaito the kedusha kula. Even if he wanted to be makadisher completely, he said chetzich mekudashesli, but he really wants kula. Just says. Chetzich, but he really wants kula. Kevin shlohotzi b'loshano elachetzia, lo gomra hi lahaknas lo elachetzia. She wasn't gomeres daita to be miskadeshes to him, except half. Her das was only on half. Why, Jeremy? Why? What's, from the loshon of the Ritva, it sounds like kevin shlohotzi b'loshano elachetzia. He only mentioned chetzia. She only heard chetzia. So if she only heard chetzia, her das is only for chetzia. Halama hadavar doma. The Reuven shayadar b'veiso shel Levi u'machor l'Shimon. The kasuv b'shtar stam beisi machor lach. Very strange case, right? Reuven was living in the house of Levi, and he sells it to Shimon. Reuven sells a house that doesn't belong to him, right? So Reuven sells Levi's house to Shimon. For Levi nichnas lo ariv, and Levi signs onto the shtar. Shelo ibed zechusa. Levi doesn't lose his chus in the home. Shiyachol lo mer lo. The stomach, this is talking about a situation where Reuven owns a different house. He's living in Levi's house, but Reuven owns his own. So when he says Beisi Mechura Lecha to Shimon, Levi can say, I had in mind to sign onto you the shtar that your bias is sold, not my house, but your house. Meaning, since you didn't say such and such a bias, right? Since you didn't mention what the address of the bias is, so I can interpret your words to mean that it's your home, not my home, but the home, but a different home that you own. So it's all a function of what the person says. If he says chetzech mekudeshesli, so then we assume that she only had in mind for chetzi. She was only nisratza v'chetzi, she wasn't nisratza v'kulo. So if she doesn't have das v'kulo, then we can't say poshta, because it's all a function of her ratzon. By the behemah doesn't have any ratzon, but by the isha there is ratzon of the ish that's necessary. So if she doesn't have a ratzon for kula, then it's not going to be chal b'kula. Perhaps the one who says it the most explicitly that it's the function of what she heard is Tosas and Zayin Amid Beis. It's related to the next sugya, the second part of the Makoros. that you've probably seen by now. The Halo Amar Le'el, says Tosis, in the middle of a kasha, which we'll get to later. The Halo Amar Le'el, the Lopashtu Kiddusha Bekula, Elo Mishum De'ikadas Acheres, Ve'ena Misratza Elo Lamasha Shoma'as. She's only Misratza, it's what she hears. That's what Tosis says. The Ritzui of the Isha is all a function of what she hears. So if the Baal says Chetzech Mekudesh, so she only heard half, then she's only going to be Misratza for half. It's all a function of Ratzin. This is one way to look at the Gemara. The Das Acheres of the Isha plays a role because it determines, it's all a function of her Ratzin. If she only hears that the husband wants to be Makadisher for Chatzi, even if he Taka has in mind, he wants Bekula, but if he says Chatzi, she only thinks Chatzi, so she only has a Ratzin for Chatzi. So if she only has a Ratzin for Chatzi, it's not going to be Pashta Bekula because her Das is only for Chatzi. So if she doesn't have a Ratzin for Kula, then it can't be Chal Bekula. This is one approach of the Rishon. Comes the Rashba and asks, why should her Ratzon be a function of what she heard? Stama, she wants to be Mekudashes to the guy. He said Chetzech, so she says, sure. It's not that she's only having Ratzon for Chatzin. She really has Ratzon for Kula, but he said Chetzech, so she said, fine. Did she say, yes, I agree to Chatzin? She agreed to the Kiddushin. Stama, she wants to be Mekudashes to the Gavra. He said that you should be Mekudeshes to me. Does it really matter that he said Chetzin? She really wants to be Mekudeshes to the full Gavra. She didn't say, I'm only Misratza to Chatzi. Stama, she means that she wants to be Mekudeshes Bekula. In fact, the Rashba, why should it matter that he only said Chetzin? Mekudeshes Li, Stama, she has a Ratzon for Kula. So if all you care about is the Ratzon, she really does have a Ratzon for Kula. So the Kasha of the Gemara still should apply. Then if she do Kiddusha Bekula. What does the Gemara answer? That there's a das acheres by Isha, hasan behema hacha, das acheres. There's a das akev. Okay, she has ratzon for kula, so why should it be ma'akev? The Rashba is troubled by the Ritva and Rashi and Tosis, because he thinks that even though she heard chetzeich, it doesn't mean she doesn't have das for kula. Tamili, hachanami ka behema hi. She's like a behema. Not little. The Akevan the Makabla Kiddushi Daita Shiyivshi to Kiddusha Bekula. It's said halacha as a behemoth, right? Chalila, not comparing the Isha to the behemoth. Kevan the Makabla Kiddushi Daita Shiyivshi to Kiddusha Bekula. Umima Akev, who's my Akev on his Kiddushin? What, she only wants to be Mekudeshes Bechetzit to the Baal? What kind of a strange notion is that? The Nichali says the Rashba, the Kevan the Ilu Baya Ihi Lakuvaim Akvam. Since if she wanted to be ma'akev on the kiddushin, she could have been ve'ena mekudeshes mikach devarav bilvad. The woman is not mekudeshes mikach the dibur of the husband by itself, but rather she plays a role in this kiddushin. She could be ma'akev in the chalos kiddushin. Hashta debaya delivshet to bekula havalikim akachas es atzma. Now that she wants to allow the kiddushin to be poshet bekula, that's makachas es atzma. What a strange word. Right? It just means it's kisikach. It's not kiikach, it's kisikach. Since she's ma'akeves on the chalos kiddushin, the ratzon of the isha is ma'akev. So now that she has a ratzon bekula, even if you'll say that she has a ratzon bekula, the other rishonim say that the das acheres of the isha is ma'akev because she doesn't have a ratzon bekula. She only has a ratzon for what the Baal says. Comes the Rashman says, who claims that she only has a ratzon for what the Baal says? She has a ratzon to be miskadeshes bekula. But the problem is, this kiddushin is not just chal mikoach the Baal. It's chal mikoach the Isha too. She's ma'akev on the chalos kiddushin. So if her ratzo now is going to say that there should be a pashta kiddusha, she is going to allow the pashta kiddusha bakula to occur, then that's kisikach. She is causing the kiddushin to occur, and that's a problem of kisikach. That's the Rash b'shem. Avorach nirish and nishma mikush yizu, Dr. Rashba, Rabbi Chanano was nishma mikush yizu, upirish came in the shamalei the amalachatzi, logomra umikdi yonav shaklal. Rabbi Chanano says that since she only heard chatzi, she's not mikdi yonav shak. I'm not sure what he means, but klal, she's not makna herself even b'chatzi. I think he means the same as the other Rishonim, that since she only heard chatzi mikudashesli, she's only thinking chatzi mikudashesli, she's not thinking kula. Dr. Rashba, I don't see why that's true. Why should only be thinking chetzeich and she wants to be mekudeshes to the guy, the stomach, she's thinking kulo, even though he said chetzio, she's thinking kulo. The problem is that since she's makheves on the chalos kiddushin, since the rotzen of the ish is necessary for the chalos kiddushin, it's necessary for the din poshta to take effect. So then if we're going to allow the din poshta to take effect, it turns out that she's makachas es atzma. She's the one who's goren the chalos kiddushin. So that's not kiikach, that's really kisikach. And that's going to be the problem of it. That's the Rashba's understanding. That the das acheres by kiddushin is not that she doesn't have a rotzon to be miskadeshes bekulo, it's that her rotzon is what's creating the kiddushin. So if her rotzon is what's creating the kiddushin, so then that's going to be kisikach, that's not kiikach. In fact, the Avnei Meluim, what's the Rashba talking about? Don't you always need the rotzon of the ishin in kiddushin? Always you need the rotzon of the ishin in kiddushin. Not just over here by Chetzich Mekudeshes thing. You always need the Ratzon of the Ishin Kiddushin. So if you claim that whenever you need the Ratzon of the Ishin Kiddushin, that's going to be Kisikach, so every Kiddushin should be Kisikach. Because you always need the Ratzon of the Ishin Kiddushin. The Avnei Meluim is Kasha. The whole Yisod of the Rashba is that since you need the Ratzon of the Isha to create the Pashta Kiddushin Bakula, so it's going to be kisikach, frekta avnei meluim. But in every case of kiddushin, you need the ratzon of the isha. So according to you, it should always be kisikach. Zokta avnei meluim, no. You have to say that since she was nisratza bekula, so it's as if the Baal said bekula. The woman is not actually doing the kiddushin. It's the Baal's kiddushin. Must be. You got to say that once she's nisratza bekula, after the Baal said Chetzich Mekudeshes, she wants to be married to the guy. So it's as if he was Mekadesh Bekula. So then there shouldn't be a problem at all. What's the Rashba talking about? The whole Rashba is assuming that she's only, right, he says Chetzich Mekudeshes. She really wants to be Mekudeshes Bekula. But how does the Kiddushin Bekula work? Based on Pashta. Pashta Kiddushin Bekula. So frek the Rashba, if it's based on Pashta Kiddushin Bekula, so then it should be a problem of Kisikach. Avnei Meluim asks, if that's true, that whenever you need the Ratzon of the Isha, it's always a problem of Kisika. So then in every Kiddushin, it should be a problem of Kisika. Because you always need the Ratzon of the Isha in order for the Kiddushin to be Chal. What's the Rashba saying? It's Pilei Plon. What's the Rashba saying? So they say over in the Yeshivas, B'Shem Nachum Parchovich, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir in Yerushalayim, that there really is a fundamental chilik between the case of Chetzech Mekudeshes and every other Kiddushin. By every other kiddushin, the Baal is doing the Maisa kiddushin, but there's a tanai that you need Das or Isha in the kiddushin for the Chalos kiddushin. The Baal is doing the Maisa kiddushin, but you need Das or Isha for the Chalos kiddushin. Right? The man says Hareat Mekudeshes Li B'Tabasu. He gives her a tabas. She's accepting the tabas, but he's doing the Maisa kiddushin. You need the Das or Isha for the Chalos kiddushin. In such a case, just because you need the Ratzon of the Isha, we're not going to say that her Ratzon now makes it Kisikach. She's not doing Kisikach. She's not doing the Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin is totally in the Baal's court. What the Rashba is saying is that in this situation, who's doing the Maisa Kiddushin? Who's creating this Maisa Kiddushin? The Lashon of the Baal was Chetzech Mekudeshesli. Chetzech Mekudeshesli. How is it Chal Bekula? What creates the Maisa Kiddushin? Of course you need the Das of the Isha, but what creates the Maisa Kiddushin? Forget about the Das or Isha for the Chalos Kiddushin. What creates the Maisa Kiddushin? Especially according to the Birka Shmuel, that the whole din of Poshta Kiddushin Bekula is in the Maisa HaKadosha. That his Loshon now is Poshet Bekula. We treat it as though he didn't just say Chetzich Mekudeshesli, but rather Tiskadishli Bekulech, right? The Poshta Kiddushin Bekula is a Poshta in the Maisa Kiddushin. It's a Poshta in the Loshon HaKiddushin, which is a Chelek of the Maisa, Messina, Amira. Kiikach is both elements, right? Remember? Amira and Messina, that's all a part of the Kiikach. So Poshta Kiddushin Bekula is an expansion of the Dibur HaKiddushin, which is part of Kiikach, part of the Mushin. That if it's her das, if it's the Ratzon of the Isha that's going to enable the Poshta Kiddushin Bekula, that's Kisikach. because the woman is not only providing das for the chalos kiddushin, she's providing das to create the maisa kiddushin. That's kisika. Right? If her das is not only a tanai in the chalos kiddushin, but her das is enabling the dibur of the husband to be completed, that now there's a full maisa kiddushin, that is a chisaron of kisika. Because then the woman is making, right? Her ratzon is making the maisa kiddushin occur. That's going to be a chisaron of kisika. But the ratzon of the isha that you need generally for kiddushin, that's not part of the kisika. Baal does the nesina, the baal does the amira. You just have it tonight that you need the ratzon of the isha as well for the chalos kiddushin, but she's not doing the maisa kiddushin. As long as she's not doing the maisa kiddushin, then everything is okay. But this could be the pshat of the Rebbe to answer the kasha of the Avinurim. Questions? No.
Isn't every single case of kiddushin she's enabling the kiddushin?
That's exactly Reb Nochum's point. She's not enabling the maisa kiddushin. Her das normally is a tnai to create the chalos kiddushin, but the maisa kiddushin is done by the baal. Right? He gives the kesef, he does the dibur. She's accepting from him. She's passive in the Maisa Kiddushin. We need her Ratzon for the Chalos, but we don't need her Ratzon to create the Maisa Kiddushin. Ki Yikach tells me that the Baal has to do the Maisa Kiddushin. So he has to do the Nesina, and he has to do the Amira. So even though we do need the Ratzon of the Isha, that's not in the Maisa Kiddushin. Whenever you need the Ratzon of the Isha for the Maisa Kiddushin, that's Ki Yikach and not Ki Yikach. So here, by Pashta Kiddusha, we need the Das of the Isha even for the Maisa Kiddushin. Because through Pashto, we're reinterpreting the Dibur of the husband. Dibur is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. So her Das now is reinterpreting his Dibur. So for that talk is going to be a problem. That's going to be Kisika, because then the wife is involved in creating the Maisa Kiddushin. Okay. So far we have two approaches to the Sugya. That the Das Acheres of the Isha either determines what her ratzon is, that her ratzon is only on chatzi, not on kulo. Oh no, even if we said that her ratzon is really on kulo, but because she's the one who's creating the maisa kiddushin, that's a chisaron of kisika. There's one final sheet then, that's the Tosus Rid, which I added to the chorus this morning. Tosus Rid sounds like some of the other sheetas, but he's not really saying the same thing. What does the Tosus Rid say? Hachadas acheres, perish. The name of the tifshah b'chol gufa. Yichamakom b'lodas ha'ish eni yachola lihiskadesh. Kevin she'adover toli b'shtei deis lo posh de kiddusha elav masha pirshu. Very interesting lashon. He says the isha was nisratzeis l'kadesh chatzi gufa. She was nisratzeis b'chatzi. Let's say she be tifshah b'kula. He says, below das ha'ish, below das ha'ish, without the das of the ish, she can't be miskadeshes. So this kiddushin is totally in both of their days, in shtei days. It's totally in shtei days. It's totally in the das of the ish and the das of the isha. She agreed for chatzi. So maybe you should say it should be tisha b'kula. No, you need the das ha'ish in order for the kiddushin to be chal. So then it's Tali B'shtei Deis. Whenever it's Tali B'shtei Deis, we don't say Pashta Kedush B'kula. Ela B'masha Pirshu. Ava Behema Shein Sham Das Acheres Pashta Kedusha B'kula. There's no Das Acheres by Behema, so then Pashta Kedush B'kula. What's the Tosus Rid saying? His case is a little strange, but you need the Das of the Ish too. What? She has Das V'chatzi, so maybe it should be Pashta B'kula? No. Since the Das of Ish is necessary as well, whenever you need shtei deis, the halacha pashta kedusha b'kula doesn't apply. But by behema, since the bailim own the behema completely, so then you can say pashta kedusha b'kula. But by lamashal, a behema shal shnei shutfim, so then you can't say pashta kedusha b'kula. Because even though one of the bailim, one of the shutfim, was makdish the behema, but there are shtei deis here. There are 2 days, there are 2 shutfim, so you can't say pashta kedusha b'kula because there are shtei deis. What's the Tosus Rid saying? That Poshta Kiddusha B'kula is a function of Das Achas, Shtei Deis. Because you need both the Das of the husband and the Das of the Isha, So then we're not going to say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, and if it's a function of one Das, then what's this Shtei Deisi? Shimon Shkop, in his Chidushim, here on Kedushim, he says he thinks what the Tosfos Rid means is that the halacha of Pashta Kedusha Bekula is a function of the bilus of the individual. Right? You can't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula that based on your Dibur of Hegdish, then Hegdish, then Kedusha is going to be Chal on someone else's mum. It just doesn't make any sense. The whole pasuk is saying that if the bialim is makdish their mammon, the Torah spreads the kedusha to the entire behemoth. But to use the rule of Parshta to say that if I was makdish, if I'm makdish, a part of the behemoth that I have bialus on, that now the kedusha should spread to mammon shel acher, that doesn't make any sense. By shnei shutvim, I can't say Parshta in someone else's mammon. The whole pasuk is just assuming I have a koach to be makdish something because I'm a bailim over it. So pashta can work in my behemah. If I own the whole behemah, but I'm only makdish a regel, I'm only makdish a lev, let's say. Right? So we'll say pashta kedusha bakula, that since the whole mammon is mine, it naturally spreads to all of my mammon. But if it's shnei shutvin, and I don't own the whole behemah, so how can the din of Pashta apply that through my dibur of Hegdish, Kedusha is going to be chal, it's going to spread to someone else's mama? That just doesn't make any sense. Comes the Tosis Rid and says, Kedusha is dependent on the das of the Ish and the Isha. They're both bailim over here, on this Kedusha. There's no behemah, but they're both bailim on this chalos. So if they're both bailim on this chalos, then you can't say Pashta. You can't say Pashta, because once you have Shtei Deis, the rule of Pashta means that if you have Ratzon, right, if Ratzon for a partial Hekdish, the Torah spreads it to the entire item. Right? But here, if you have Shtei Deis, then Pashta is in the Dibur and the Das, right? That if you have a Chatz, if you have Das for Chetzi, and you have a Dibur in Chetzi, so then it's going to spread to the whole thing. But it can only spread if you're a bailim on the second chalek. Here, since there are two bailims, there are shtei deis on the second chalek, both the das of the ish and the das of the isha play a role in the second chalek of kedushin, then Pashta Kedusha Bekula is not going to work, because Pashta Kedusha Bekula only works if there's one bailim on the second chalek. Because you can't say a Pashta on someone else's mammon. And since both of them are bailim on the chalos kedushin, the halacha of Pashta Kedusha Bekula cannot apply. That's the Tosis Rid's approach. It's not a function of the fact that she wasn't Misratza Bekula. Maybe she was Misratza Bekula. It's not a function of the fact that she's creating the Maisa Kedushin by being Misratza Bekula, like the Rashba, but rather simply that the rule of Pashta Kedusha Bekula can't apply if the person is not a Bailin Bekula. The Ratzon B'miktas can create a Kedusha Bekula, but only if the same Bailim that's Misratza B'miktas is a Bailim of a Kula. But if there are two Bailim over here, so then Pashta is not going to apply. Aye, but both of them, if both of them have a Ratzon for Chetzi, you'd say, well, why not? There's Pashta in the Das of the Isha, Pashta in the Das of the Baal, what should be the problem? No, Pashta only applies if there's one Bailim. If there are two Bailim, there can't be a Din of Pashta. If there are shtei deis, so then that extra das is going to prevent the din pashta from being chal bekula. That's the Tosfos Rid. Questions? Okay. Based on the Tosfos Rid, so I'm going to answer a kasha from the sugya later on that we're going to get to in greater detail. The sugya on Daf Zayin on the base. The Gemara has different shilas. Rava has different ibayas on the Gemara and Zayin on the base. We'll get to all of the ibayas in the Tzishem. But just to pick up on one point, which is where Tosfos made his statement about Pashta. Okay. We're talking about Chetzich Mekudeshes Li. So Rava had an ibaya. What's the din if the Baal says Chetzich Befruta v'Chetzich Befruta? This is the second Ibai of Rava. The first Ibai is Chetzich b'chatzi pruta v'chetzich b'chatzi pruta. Lamdish shaylus over here. This is not the typical Kedushin. I don't suggest to do this under the Chuppah. This is just complicated. The Chuppah is complicated enough. You don't have to... complicated even more. I mean, it would be Lebedik if he gave a shtickle Torah, but I think it would take a little time. So the second Ibai of Rava is chetzich b'fruta v'chetzich b'fruta. What's the difference? Chetzich b'fruta v'chetzich b'fruta. So he's mekadesh kula. He's really mekadesh all of her. But he splits it in two. In his dibur, he's mekadesh chetzich, and then he's mekadesh chetzich. But two prutas. What's the difference? Kevin da amala b'fruta pruta paskala milsa. Maybe because he said a pruta, so he split it into two. So he's really mekadesh chetzich. Mekadesh each half of her befruta. In the first Ibai of Rava, he said chetzeh bechatzi pruta, the chetzeh bechatzi pruta. So there you can say that maybe the chetzeh, even though he split it into two, it's not really two, because since he's only mekadesh chetzeh, maybe he really means to put it all together. Right? He really means to put it all together because he only had chetzeh. But here, the first one is chatzi pruta and the second chatzi pruta. But here, since he has chetzeh befruta, the chetzeh befruta, pruta upruta, maybe the pruta is mafsik. Maybe Itaka had kavon. He wants a lamed shekidushin over here that she should be mekudeshes. She should be mekudeshes bechetzia, and then with the second chetzia. And of course that doesn't work. Or should we say no? Mona v'holech. He really means to be mekadesher bekula with two prutas. It's the shaila that Rava has. So comes Tosis and asks, I don't understand. What's the shaila? He says chetzich befruta. Yeah. Says chetzeh befruta. Why shouldn't we say the poshta kedusha bekula? You see, in the first Ibai of Rava, he said chetzeh bechatzi pruta. So chetzeh bechatzi pruta, you can't say poshta kedusha bekula because he's only given chatzi pruta as of yet. But if he gave a full pruta, he gave the full kesef kedushin, you have a full shiur for kedushin, and he said chetzeh mekudeshesli, so why don't we say poshta kedusha bekula? In Tamar Fractasis, Amai Lo Yoil, the Halo Amal Eldla Pashtagudish, Makula Elamishim Deika, Dasacheres, Vaina Mistratza, Elamashi Shomas, Avalim Hayinu Yodim Shimistratza, Bakula Pashtagudisha Bakula. Only reason why we don't say Pashtagudisha Bakula on Davzayan Amar Aleph is because there's a Dasacheres. We don't know what she's Mistratza to. We think she's only Mistratza to what he said, Lamashi Shomas, she's only Mistratza to what she heard, like the Rabbi Chananel and like the Ritva. So, okay, if she only hears Chetzich Mekudeshesli, then she's only Misratza the Chetzich, that's why you can't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. But if we know that she's Misratza Taka Bekula, then we should say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. V'hocha goli daite she Misratza Bekula, but here she was Megaladas, that she really is Misratza Bekula. He said Chetzich Befruta v'Chetzich Befruta. She heard all of it. So she was Taka Misratza Bekula. So if we know that she's Misratza Bekula, why should you say Paskala Milsa? It shouldn't matter that Paskala Milsa. Once we know that she's Misratza is Bekula, then we should say Pashta Kedusha Bekula Frektaisvis. If the whole problem by Kedusha, we don't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula, is in the Rotsun of the Isha, in a case where we know that the Rotsun is Bekula, then we should say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Yeshlomer says, "Tosis the Avi married the Amla b'loshen kedushin Chanami." If he said b'loshen kedushin, he said Hariam kedushesli. Then in a Chanami, that would push the kedushin b'kula. We'd say push the kedushin b'kula because here the rotsin is for the full kedushin. Avol hachari the Amla harei at meuresesli or b'chad mehani lishni dileel harei at kinuyali. Here he used the loshen of erisin or a loshen of kinyan. In such a case, we're not going to say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. What does Tosis say? Tosis is hearkening back to what he said on Zayin Amud Aleph. That the din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula by Kiddushin is all a function of what? Of the Lashon that he used. If he uses the Lashon of Kiddushin, so then we'll say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. If it's a Das Acheres, the Maskana of the Gemara is that we can't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. But if he uses a Lashon of Kiddushin, he uses a Lashon of Erisin, a Lashon of Kinyin, we can say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Even in a best case scenario, right? Even if we know her Ratzon is Bekula. Because if Pashta Kedusha Bekula is a function of the Dibur HaKiddushin, so then if he uses the Lashon of Kinyin, we can't say Pashta. Pashta is only where the Dibur is like a Hegdish. If the Dibur is a Lashon of Hegdish, Das Lakuliyamak Hegdish, then we can say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. But if he uses a Lashon of Erisin or a Lashon of Kinyan, then we can't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Tosus stands on his head to explain why we can't say Pashta Kedusha Bekula by Chetzich Befruta, because he assumes that as long as the umduna is that she's misratza for the kiddushin bakula, then we should say pashta kiddushin bakula. So he has to stand on his head and say, oh, we're talking b'chahai gavna that he used the lashon of kiddushin of kinyan. He used the lashon of kinyan, so then pashta kiddushin bakula doesn't apply. But in a chanami, if he were to use a lashon of kiddushin, Rava's case is a situation where we know her rotzen is bakula, pashta kiddushin bakula with haka apply. Jeremy. We're talking b'chahai gavna that he used the lashon erisin, and that's why pashta kedusha b'kula is not gonna work. Exactly, he says it's an ukimta. He's saying we must establish the case in the Gemara that Zayin Amabez that he used the lashon of kinyan, because if not, we can't understand why pashta kedusha b'kula would not apply. So Rabbi's suffix wouldn't exist. Yes.
So you're saying that the language of Pruta is that. When he says
Chetzich
Befruta
v'Chetzich
Befruta,
right. Yeah.
That is the lashon of Kinyan.
No, Harayat Muresesli, Harayat Kinuyali. Chetzich Befruta v'Chetzich Befruta. The Chetzich Befruta v'Chetzich Befruta is not the lashon of Kinyan. He used the lashon of Kinyan in the lashon of the Kiddushin. Right? He used a lashon of Kinyan when he was Mekadosh or Chetzich Befruta v'Chetzich Befruta. But if you use the lashon of kiddushin, then that's a pashta kiddusha b'kula because she has a full das. What's the problem? Who is difficult? Tosis is sitting pretty. Who is difficult? The Rambam. Problem is the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam quotes the Ibai of Rava, and what's the lashon of kiddushin according to the Rambam? Mekudeshesli. Right? He uses the lashon of kiddushin, and yet he says that there's an Ibai of Rava. How can the Rambam say that? What's the Rambam? Hilchos Ishus Paragimel Halacha Yud Amala Harei Chetzich Mekudeshli Befruta V'Chetzich Befruta Mekudeshli. No, right? Harei Chetzich Mekudeshli Befruta V'Chetzich Befruta. And then he gives some of the other cases, right? B'chol Eilu Mekudeshes B'Safek. He buys the law of Shita. Is a Safek in the Gemara. Rav is not poshet B'Safek. It's a kiddushin misafek, so she wants to marry someone else. She needs a get. Right? They can't live together because it's still a kiddushin misafek. If she wants to marry someone else, she's going to need a get from him because it's a kiddushin misafek. Kiddushin misafek, if he used, if he said mekudashli, mekudashesli, nifshidu kiddushin bekula, frektalechem mishnah from the Beis Yosef. According to the Rambam, Tosis' kasha comes back. That since he used the lashon of kiddushin, he said harei chetzich mekudeshes li befruta v'chetzich befruta. Since he used the lashon of kiddushin, so then poshta nifshitu kiddusha bekula. How can the Rambam say that this is a safek kiddushin? It's not a safek kiddushin. It should be a kiddusha bekula because we should say his pashtus kiddusha since he used the lashon of kiddushin. But the whole question of whether we say poshta bekula or not is a lashon issue. Whether he said a lashon of eris and a lashon of kiddushin. The Rambam says that even if you use the Lashon of Kiddushin, it's still a suffix. Why? It's all a function of the Lashon. What must the Rambam be assuming? Help me. What must the Rambam be assuming?
It's about the Chalos.
Who says that?
Nothing.
The Avnei Miluim, the Makna.
It says about the Chalos, not the...
It's about...
And like, Machlok is Makna and...
Why should that...
I thought that's what we're saying.
No, why should that be an answer to this? I'm not sure that that's going to help me. What should the Rambam be holding? What must the Rambam hold? It's not so complicated. Plug it in, right? If you can't go like Tosfos, Tosfos is assuming that Pashta Kedusha Bakula is a function of the Das. Because the Das of Isha is only for Chatzi, since that's what she hears, we're not going to say Pashta Bakula. But if her Das is Bakula, then we assume the Pashta will apply. So if the Baal says Chetzeh Befruta V'Chetzeh Befruta, then now her Das is Bakula, so then we should say Pashta Kedusha Bakula. So says Tosfos, Taki, you're right. If you use the lashon of kiddushin and taka, we will say pashta kiddush b'kula. This is an ukimta. We're talking b'chai gavna that he used the lashon of kiddushin, and that's why we're not going to say pashta kiddush b'kula. But the Rambam says even if he used the lashon of kiddushin, we still won't say pashta kiddush b'kula. Why? Why should the Rambam say that? Who must the Rambam be holding like? The Rashba, the Tosis Rit. Zokta Avnei Miluim. The Rambam is going like the Tosis Rit. It's going like the Tosis Rid, that Das Acheres by Isha prevents Pashta Kedusha Bekula, not because She doesn't have Ratzon for Kula, but because there are Shtei Deis, two Deis, Das of the Ish, the Das of the Isha, whenever there are two Deis, you can't say Pashta Grusha Bakula, because you can never say Pashta on someone else's Momen. So if the Isha, if the Das of the Isha is Ma'akev on the Pashta Kedusha of the Baal, and the Das of the Baal is Ma'akev on the Pashta Kedusha of the Isha, so it's just not going to get off the ground. Right? If there are Shtei Deis, you can't say Pashta Kedusha Bakula. I think the simpler answer is to say the Rambam is like the Rashba. Right? The chat of the Rashba is simple. Right? That's very straightforward. The Rashba assumes it's not a function of shtei deis. It's that here the das of the Isha is creating the Maisa Kiddushin. Right? The das of the Isha is creating the Maisa Kiddushin. Here the das of the Isha is not just the Tznai and the Chalos Kiddushin, but without the das of the Isha you don't even have a Dibur of Kiddushin. Because Pashta Kedusha Bakula is a din in the Dibra Kedushin. So it's the Das of the Isha that's creating the Maisa Kedushin. The Das of the Isha is creating the Maisa Kedushin. That's Kisikach. It's not Kiikach. That's what the Rambam holds. So even if you use a Lashon of Kedushin, and even if we know that her Das is to be Miskadesh as Bakula, doesn't matter because it's Kisikach. She's Makachasis Atzmas. That's the Rashi, right? Since she's the one who's creating the Maisa Kedushin through the Din of Pashta, even if you could say a Din of Pashta, Shtei Deis is not necessarily a problem according to the Rashba. Even if you could say Pashta, but Pashta's not going to help you because Pashta means that she's creating the Maisa Kedushin. She's enabling the Maisa Kedushin to be whole. So if she's the one who's creating the Maisa Kedushin, she's not just providing the Ratzon to allow the Kedushin to be Chal, but she's creating the Maisa Kedushin. That's Kisika, so that's going to be a problem. Maybe that's what the Rambam holds, and that's why he felt that the Safik Kiddushin will apply even if he uses a Lashon of Kiddushin, and we know that she has a Ratzon Bekula. Jacob.
Doesn't the question come back, why would the Rambam say Safik, you can say no Kiddushin?
No, the question is, Safik of Rava is if he says Chetzich Perfuta, V'Chetzich Perfuta, is he Monev Aholech? Does he mean to say, I don't want to be Mekadesh Chetzye, half of you and half of you separately, but rather, since he's saying the whole thing together, he really means to be Mekadesh or Bakula. Right? But he just splits it a little bit, but he doesn't really mean that. That's the Safik. But you can't. But there's no room for Safik. If we'll say Pashta Kedusha Bakula, then there's no room for Safik Bechlau. So comes around and it says, no, we're not going to say Pashta Kedusha Bakula for one of two reasons. Right? Either because she's the one who's creating the Maisa Kedusha, or because of Shtei Deis. So since we don't say Pashta Kedusha Bakula, there is a room for the Safik.
According to Tosafot Grid, if she agreed, then would it work?
No, I don't think so. I think according to the Tosafot Grid, since it's a function of Shtei Deis, you can't say Pashta. That's what it sounds like. Because if that were true, he should say that if she agrees Beferish Lakula, then it should work. He doesn't say that. He says once she's Nisratza Lachetzia, right, then that's all. Well, what's the Lashon of the Tosafot Grid? What does it matter? Let them both specify. Let them both say we have Ratzon for Kula. You get the sense in the Tosafot Grid, the very fact that it's a function of the Shtei Deis that prevents Pashta Kedusha Bekula from applying. Because each one, it's a Pashta with each one. Each one's ma'ake. There are two bailim over here. If there are two bailim, you can't say pashta.
If she wants it, so why should be ma'ake? Like the
Reb Shimon is saying that the pashta is on someone else's moment. It's on someone else's bailis. So even if we're going to say pashta in the das of the ish, in the dibra of the ish, it's a pashta on her moment, so to speak. And that doesn't work.
But she wants it also.
She might want it, but apparently, even if the second shutav, let's go back to Behema, right? If the second shutav agrees, the first shutav is makdish to Behema b'chetzer, right? He's makdish to lay the Behema. So if the second, if one shutav is makdish to lay the Behema, the second shutav says, he's not makdish it, but he says, it's fine, but he's not makdish it. According to the Tosafot Grid, I'm not sure that works. Meaning, if he says, I'm not against what you said, it's not makdish the behema. Right? So then it's not that each one is makdish their chelek. The only way that the behemoth is going to become kadosh is because of pashta. So that taka doesn't work. Taka doesn't work. Without a hakdosh on the part of the second shutuf, it's not going to be chelek.
Right, but by the case of Isha, so Tosfos said that there's a gilui das that she wants.
The Tosfos read is not assuming that gilui das is enough. He's saying there, if there are shtei deis, that second deya is going to prevent the din pashta from being chal complete. Okay, we'll stop there.